This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's totally shameful that after every shooting event, immediately the gun control people start pushing their false narratives about gun control. And in this podcast, I'm just going to cover a few of the language manipulations and logic manipulations that are used by the gun control crowd. First is the term gun violence. You hear this all the time. They say, oh, gun violence is bad. And if you don't think critically about it, it sounds like it makes sense. Oh, the guns are committing violence. Well, but guns don't commit violence because they are inanimate objects. They don't have souls or brains. They can't make decisions. And you never hear, let's say if there's a wave of machete deaths in some country, I'm not even going to say where because that would be called racist, where people are slaughtering each other. Different tribes are warring. Different factions are killing each other with machetes. You don't hear it called a machete violence problem, do you? Or if people run around stabbing others with knives and swords, you don't hear it called knife violence or sword violence. No, it's funny. It's not funny. It's odd that whenever the weapon is not a gun, the person is blamed. Again, if people are killing each other with machetes, nobody blames the machetes. Nobody says, oh, we shouldn't, you know, there should be machete confiscation. There should be machete control. No. No, people rightly say no. It's a problem with the hatred and the lack of civility and the murderous intent of the individuals who are wielding the machetes. And the same thing with knives and swords. Oh, it's not a knife problem. It's a problem with the person who's doing the stabbing. Well, guns are again, guns can't make decisions themselves. They don't leap out of holsters and decide who to shoot. So a gun can only hurt somebody if it is deployed with intent by someone, or let's say in an accident, which does happen if people are careless, but you can be careless with a knife. You can be careless with a car. You can drive your car off the road and die in a ditch. And that happens too. But guns do not commit violence by themselves. So that's the first logic trap that's used by the gun control people. They always say, oh, there's gun violence. Okay, well, that doesn't even make any sense. It's the person who's wielding the gun. Secondly, they like to use the term assault rifle. Turns out there's no such thing as an assault rifle, at least not for civilian use. You might be able to argue that the military's M4 is an assault rifle, but even that's not accurate. Rifles are not developed with intent to assault anybody. The military, by the way, uses rifles primarily as sighting devices. Like maybe 19 times out of 20 or 99 out of 100, when a Marine is picking up his rifle and pointing his rifle at someone, he's actually looking through the optic as a visual aid. He's using it as a monocular. The rifle itself is a tool. It's a multifunctional tool. It can be used as self-defense. It can be used as a kinetic weapon to stop an enemy from killing you or killing innocent people, or it can be used as an optics sighting device to observe the enemy. And that's how it's used in nearly all cases throughout the military. So to call a rifle an assault weapon doesn't make any sense. Nobody, even in the military, they don't call them assault weapons. They just call the rifle. It's a firearm. It's a tool to stop violence. So it's not an assault weapon. It's actually a self-defense tool in nearly every case of deployment. Now, can a malicious individual pick up this tool and use it to assault someone? Well, of course they can, but that doesn't make the rifle itself an assault rifle in the same way that stabbing someone with a knife doesn't turn that knife into an assault knife. No one says we should stop manufacturing assault knives and assault swords. And what else? What other weapons do people have? Assault vehicles. No one talks about that these are made for assaults. Same thing with rifles. They're not made for assaults. The term assault weapon is actually a term used by gun control people. It's a loaded term in the same way that gun violence is a loaded term. All right, the next item is automatic weapon. And again, people who don't own guns and aren't proficient in firearms, they don't know the difference between an automatic weapon versus what's called semi-automatic. And even that's a bad name. Semi-automatic weapons should just be called single-shot weapons, because every time you pull the trigger, a cartridge is fired. But if you want to fire 10 rounds, you have to pull the trigger 10 times. And yet, they like to use these terms, automatic weapons, as if some 19-year-old kid can just walk into a gun shop and buy an automatic rifle, which would mean a fully automatic weapon where you pull the trigger once and it just keeps firing at a very rapid rate on its own. That's what leftists think AR-15s are. They have no idea. Like, I own many different firearms. I'm very proficient in firearms and very safety-minded, and I don't own a single automatic weapon. In fact, I've never even shot an automatic weapon, come to think of it. And I've shot, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of rounds in training, you know, self-defense training, pistol, rifle training, and so on. I've never even shot an automatic. In fact, I can't even think of any time that I've even been with somebody at a range, you know, gun range, that they had an automatic weapon. I guess I just don't have friends that are into automatic weapons. I've never shot one. And I can't think of a time that I've even known somebody with me who ever shot one, you know, come to think of it. I mean, I've seen cases where sometimes a second round will cook off automatically, where you pull the trigger once, and rarely, but it does happen, a second round will go, it'll be like, bang, bang. And you're like, whoa, I only pulled the trigger once. Like, that can happen maybe one out of 5,000 times, maybe, or 10,000 times or something, depending on the weapon. But that's not a fully automatic system. That's just a fluke. That's just a cook-off of the second round. And that it doesn't happen deliberately. You know, it's an accident, actually. It's kind of a safety hazard, you know, come to think of it. But I've never even shot a fully automatic weapon. And I have no desire to either. And most gun owners have no desire to try to deploy fully automatic weapons, because you can't control them. At least, you know, that's what I see when other people shoot on my, you know, videos on YouTube and such, and they can't even control the weapon. And what's the point if you can't hit your intended target, which is usually to stop a bad person? What's the point of having a fully automatic weapon? So just think about these terms and logic traps that are used by gun control people to try to make you believe that guns are evil. Guns aren't evil. It's the people who use guns that are either good or evil, depending on their intentions. You can read more at guns.news. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger here. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.